For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
We have a massive update. Mitchell Robinson, who has been out of the New York Knicks rotation since December, dealing with an ankle injury that he had to have surgery on. He has been cleared by the New York Knicks to finally return, and he is questionable for tonight's game against the Toronto Raptors. We're going to break down this latest update about Mitchell Robinson and what it could mean for the Knicks rotation moving forward. All of this and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now. And make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. Mitchell Robinson has been cleared to return for the New York Knicks. Finally, Mitchell Robinson is coming back. When I first saw this update, the smile could not go away from my face. I needed to tell you guys. I needed to get a video out to explain this massive update about Mitchell Robinson. Shout out to Steph Bondi and Adrian Wojnarowski for giving us the following update about Robinson and his return for the New York Knicks. According to Woj, Knicks center Mitchell Robinson has been upgraded to questionable versus the Raptors tonight and now moves to the cusp of a return. Robinson, who has been recovering from ankle surgery, has been out since December 8th. Bondi even knows this as well, too. He states, big news, Mitchell Robinson has been upgraded to questionable for tonight's game in Toronto. Robinson missed 50 straight games since undergoing ankle surgery. With all of the injuries the New York Knicks have been dealing with lately, and all of the updates about those injuries, OG Anunoby still out because of the elbow inflammation. Randle still not been upgraded to full contact yet, so he's a couple of weeks away. It's not been good news, and obviously, if you're a Knicks fan, you're not really happy about those updates. But today, we have a positive update about Mitchell Robinson. He's obviously been cleared by the medical staff to return to the court because the only way you get that questionable tag is if the medical staff has already cleared you. So this is a huge update, positive for Mitchell Robinson and the New York Knicks. And now we are getting back one of the most destructive offensive rebounders in the game in Mitchell Robinson. Was leading the league in offensive rebounding percentage before he went out. And in my opinion, he was up there in the running for defensive player of the year. That's how good he was for the New York Knicks and how impactful he was. Let's not forget, when Robinson is on the court, he not only gives you rebounding, he gives you elite shot blocking as well too. He puts that fear into defenders that nobody on the Knicks can do right now. When opposing players go against Mitchell Robinson, they have a fear, a second thought that maybe I shouldn't try this move. Maybe I shouldn't do it. That second, that split second that they change direction and change their mindset, it leads to bad things for them and good things for the New York Knicks. Likely Mitchell Robinson is going to get that rebound, get that block, give the Knicks another opportunity, and the Knicks are going to cash in because of that. Second chance opportunities was just another day in the life of the New York Knicks when you had Robinson starting. Now, Isaiah Hartenstein, to his credit, as he started, he has basically done the same thing as Mitchell Robinson. The only difference is he has given you a lot more on offense and his passing game. My goodness, man. It is so underrated. He is such a great passer for a big man. For me, he's a mini Joker when it comes to the passing. It's not as elite as Joker is, but it's very, very good. It's underrated. It doesn't get talked about enough. And in my opinion, it's likely why he's going to keep the starting gig moving forward into this season. Now, it's not to say that Mitchell Robinson can't take it back, but just starting off, You got to figure Mitchell Robinson with the injury that he has to his ankle. You can't start him right away because you have to control his minutes. So because of that, it's likely that he comes off the bench when he returns for the Knicks, whether that be tonight, which I hope and pray it is, because the more games you can work in Mitchell Robinson, get him into this lineup and get that chemistry going, that's going to be beneficial to the Knicks headed into the postseason. So I'm happy if Mitchell Robinson comes back tonight. I hope and pray that he does. Him being questionable is huge. He could have been doubtful, but no. Questionable is the tag. He's likely going to be a game time decision if I know Tom Thibodeau and the updates that he gives to the media. So we're going to have to wait and see when he gets cleared. But for Mitchell Robinson to move up to a questionable tag after last week returning to practice for the first time is an insane type of jump. Mitchell Robinson is absolutely ready. He has to be, because to make the strides he's been making, that means he has to look elite in practice already. The Knicks are about to get back.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Defensive juggernaut in Mitchell Robinson. But the main question that comes up a lot is, now that Mitchell Robinson is returning, who should be starting? Is it Isaiah Hartenstein? Is it Mitchell Robinson? And if Mitch has to come off the bench, how is he going to feel about that? Well, maybe you guys don't remember, but he recently spoke to the media about this exact situation, and he had the following to say about it. According to the New York Post, for his part, Robinson said he'd accept any role. As Thibodeau noted, the two centers will split time regardless because Hartenstein is on a minutes restriction while managing a sore Achilles. According to Robinson, whatever helps the team, I'm down for whatever. I can do the same things I did with the first unit, offensive rebounds, screen setting, rolling, pressure on the rim, same thing. He mentioned this in regards to how he could play with the second unit. Mitchell Robinson made it perfectly clear. Whatever helps the team, I'm down for whatever. Basically stating, I don't care if I start. I don't care if I come off the bench. Either way, I'm going to do what I do best. I'm going to have an impact, and I'm going to make sure everybody out there feels my presence, especially on the defensive end. Mitchell Robinson has been missed sorely on defense. I'm not trying to criticize Isaiah Hartenstein. He stepped up admirably in Mitchell Robinson's absence. However, he doesn't give you that same type of fear in opposing players that Mitchell Robinson gives you. It's a big difference. And I'm not saying Hartenstein doesn't affect the game. He does a little bit differently than Robinson does. And I already told you, in my opinion, if I had to choose between the two, I would do it based off of matchup. Hartenstein makes a lot of sense depending on who you're going up against. But Mitchell Robinson also makes a lot of sense depending on the matchup. If the Knicks and Tom Thibodeau do this right and make sure they utilize their depth properly, they could destroy any team they go toe-to-toe against because they have the players on this roster to sub in and sub out depending on who they're playing against. If the Knicks take a page out of what they did against the Warriors and play them based off of matchup, not against what you think is the best lineup going forward. As you guys remember, they could have put Precious Achiuwa out there, but instead, they elected to go with a smaller unit and start Miles McBride. And obviously, that worked. Playing the matchup worked. And if it worked then, that means it could work in each and every single scenario. The Knicks have the talent to do it. I hope they do that. And if they do, Mitchell Robinson against reserves, destruction. Isaiah Hartenstein against reserves, destruction. No matter who you have coming off the bench, no matter who you have starting, you're always going to have an impact. Maybe a different type of impact, but still an impact. And I don't mind who starts or who comes off the bench. I care about the Knicks winning games. It's all about orange and blue. And as you heard from Mitchell Robinson, he doesn't care either. Starting, he's cool with that. Bench, he's cool with that. Isaiah Hartenstein even spoke to the media recently, and he stated the reason the Knicks have been so good, even though they're missing so many key players, is because they play together. They don't play selfishly. That's why it works. And Mitchell Robinson's comments only supports that as well. If Mitchell Robinson, OG Anunoby, and Julius Randle all buy into this, which I'm sure they will, given the success of the New York Knicks and how good they look, This Knicks team is going to dominate teams headed into this postseason. They're going to continue to do it into the regular season as they get healthy. But come the postseason, you give me a fully healthy Knicks team that has chemistry together, watch out NBA. They're going to go toe-to-toe with even the best teams in the league. Some teams you may not even think about, they're going to be able to go against those teams. I think a lot of people underestimate what a healthy Knicks team can mean and do for this league. The Knicks are built for postseason success once healthy. Mitchell Robinson returning for this team and coming back fully healthy, whether it's off the bench or starting, is going to have a huge impact for what this Knicks team is trying to do. I am so happy about this update. I can't wait to see Mitchell Robinson return. I can't wait to see him block shots, get rebounds, and dominate on defense again. If you guys aren't excited about this, you better get excited. Mitchell Robinson is questionable for tonight's game. He could play tonight, and if it's not tonight, it's going to be any day now. The fact that he's been upgraded to questionable clearly means that the Knicks medical staff has cleared him to return for the New York Knicks. And in my opinion, this is the best news that we've heard for the last few weeks. Mitchell Robinson is returning soon, and the league has been put on notice. Watch out, because you're about to get blocked, and the Knicks are about to get even more offensive rebounds. You have been warned. But what about you guys? What do you think about this update for Mitchell Robinson and the fact that he could be returning to the court as soon as tonight? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knicks fans. Peace.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.